Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
First day of school. We're back. They're there. Yes! Oh, we grabbed a cappuccino. We sat on the porch.
I mean,
oh.
It's Mother's Day out preschool. I am going to be unwell when they start kindergarten, by the way.
You think so?
Yes.
See, this is interesting. I guess you had to be strong for me. When we dropped Thomas off at his mother's morning out, which he's very shy. So our oldest was like, that was, we pried him off of us. And I was very emotional.
You were.
But today, yeah. I was emotional today too.
Yeah.
This emotion.
You felt
no
tears today?
No.
Is it because the kids did so good? They didn't cry.
Little Eva, it was her first time. She's not a shy. She likes meeting people, but she had a moment where she was like clinging to you like a monkey.
I know. I was like, oh no.
And I was like, don't. But then she kind of walked in, and that was a little kind of like, ugh. But I was so happy where Thomas was thrilled. He's staying longer and packed his lunch. He was just like, I got a lunch.
He was so excited about his lunch.
But adorable.
Which that was like the first time as a mom I've packed a lunch for a kid before.
It's going to feel a little sad. And it's a long time. It's like 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
But I do love the progression of your, like any great mom, you want to keep them. So months ago, before our baby was born, Miles, you were like, Thomas will go back for 3 hours, still 9 to noon, and then Eva's just gonna go once a week. And I go, let's just get rid of them, you know. And then a few weeks of three kids, baby, you go Eva twice a week, Thomas all day. Like, yeah. But it's good for them. They need a little bit of that.
Yeah, it's not. It's mostly for them. I've been.
Yeah.
No, listen.
No, yeah, keep going, guys. She's unbelievable gaslighter. Go, go, go.
I'm not.
You know, gaslight the fans.
And
it's not for you. It's for them.
I mean, it's for both of us. But they are going. They need. They've been stuck at home, having a little baby. It's not like we can get out and about all the time. And so they have been stuck at home and they play so good together, but they're definitely starting to fight more. And they just need some more activities.
I know, you're right. So. It's kind of like me because I have a fantasy football draft weekend. And I know that you're being so gracious to let me do that, but you kind of go, Trey needs that. I'm kind of like a little boy. You go, he really needs to run around with his buddies a little bit. Tire him out.
I mean, you and Thomas are the same person.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
As I thought about, yeah, my mom kind of helped me realize this too. She's like, Thomas is just like Trey. He needs a lot of activities.
Yeah, I'm just getting roasted by everyone. Yeah, you said your mom said to you, like, Thomas, you know, Trey and Thomas, they need their sleep.
You guys also need your sleep.
You're married to and created a couple of very needy guys. Yeah. What is this? I did hit my breaking point last week where but every kid, I've just hit a wall. Like, you're so in it and you get so sleep deprived. And then I finally hit the wall and I just don't speak or move.
Yeah.
And I went to bed at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I slept 10.5 hours. Thank you. And I woke up. You were like, I don't know how long I would have slept. 15 hours? I don't know. I woke up very still asleep. I had to be shaken awake. And of course, last night was like first day of school. Eva, they're both up, but we're here. And you look beautiful.
Thank you.
All right.
I think that I didn't cry this morning. Do a more genuine so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like, believe it yourself. Believe I mean it.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's do. Okay. Hold. We almost started this. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
You know, it's great that you can't find your wallet. Like, I'm starting to lose my wallet. But it's a nice new thing where you go, well, I don't even care. I got my phone. I was on my phone. I can Apple Pay.
Yeah, that is
anywhere
nice.
You go now. That's nice.
Yes.
Touch to touch. Because a lot of those are powered by Square. That's how we sell merch on my tour. Mm-hmm. Square. And it's a proud sponsor of this podcast. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Square, baby. The system powering like half the places you go buy stuff at. If you've ever tapped to pay and thought, whoa, that was fast, it was probably Square. Whether it's a latte or merch from a Trey Kennedy show, which... we're probably announcing some dates in September. I'm going to tell you all that right now. Right now, our listeners can get up to $200 off Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/Trey. Okay, so any people hustling out there, you want to start up something, you're trying to sell, Square is just no doubt that's where you got to start. Square.com/go/Trey. Your favorite local business is using it. I'm using it. You got to use it. So they have no contracts, no hidden fees, no complicated installs, just tools that accept every major payment method. I mean, sometimes I go places, they go, no American Express. I go, shut your doors then.
Wow.
That fires me up. Square can do it. Sellers using Square checking save 44 hours a month on average, avoiding deposit delays. So come on. If you're starting a business or running one that deserves better tools, Square helps you sell, manage and grow without slowing down. Right now, you can get up to $200 off Square hardware at square.com/go/Trey. That's SQW. Can you do the rest, whoa, please?
That's SQUARE.com/go/Trey.
Run your business smarter with Square. Get started today. Okay, we're good. We're awake. Washed and waxed my white Winnebago. We're doing the warm-ups.
Trey was trying to get me to do vocal warm-ups before
washed
this.
Washed and waxed my white Winnebago. Washed and waxed.
I wasn't planning on singing, so I thought it was good.
We need to. I'm just trying to get us.
I need to.
Because we're sleep deprived, long night.
Yeah, my face needs to be woken up for sure. I think that brings me to the point. Maybe we should do like hair and makeup. Maybe I should get like a team here.
I have makeup on right now. Can you guys tell?
I couldn't tell, so no.
Good. I'm learning.
You're learning how to do makeup? Wow, this is.
I've actually reached the insecurity in the age where when it's like I'm on camera, because. Sometimes, like last night, we didn't sleep very well.
Yeah.
And I woke up, you wake up and you go, I look like a dead body. The bags under my eyes are so intense. And it was confirmed again, these kids get in your head. I filmed that juice box jury with a 7-year-old. He goes, why do you have two black eyes? And I go, oh my gosh, it is that obvious. So you gave me one of the, what was it called?
Concealer.
Concealer. That I don't know how long ago. No, oh, you got some for the special.
Yeah, that was for the special.
But I always keep that on me if I have, the rare times a big old zit pops up. And I don't need 100 comments and DMs. You're growing a twin on you. That's what people do. We did a crumble cookie review, which I kind of want to talk about more. Okay. My whole DMs. Chew with your mouth closed. This is what happens when you're a funny guy online. You get no respect.
You chew with I was your mouth cool, open?
Well, on the video, I did call it out. I go, sorry for the smacking. I'll correct a little bit. I was like, yeah. And it was.
Ew, I don't like that. Ew, I did not like that.
Anywho.
You do look like you're wearing JD Vance eyeliner right now.
I do?
Yeah, eyes look good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, does JD Vance, is that just how his eyes look? There's no way he's wearing eyeliner.
No.
He's just weird dark eyelashes or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a bummer. Just a touch under my black eyes.
I mean, I put on self-tanner last night because I knew
I don't do it every day. But when I'm on the camera, I go, well, and I've only done it like 4 times.
Okay.
What if it just gets out of control, you in there, I'm putting on some rouge.
Yeah, I'm going to be really disturbed.
I don't know, just a little pop of color.
I'm really disturbed.
It is so funny whenever I go to shoots and there's hair and makeup. They're like, looks like your hair. Do you want to do something to your hair? I go, yeah, do something to my hair. What, are you going to give me a faux honk? what are you gonna do with these hairs?
I gotta make sure they're all in the right place.
Now I'm getting those comments because I'm flailing around. You get a pop of the top of my head. It's clearly very thin. And
yeah, you just
you own a turkey, buddy. See, leave me alone, everyone.
Just say no. I can do it right here in Kansas City. I don't have to go to Turkey.
Way ahead of you. I'm probably No, I was getting you to do the warm-ups. Watch them wax my white Winnebago. Because I did theater. I know stuff like that.
Were you ever
made
in...
me mash my M&Ms. And we're really working on your Let It Go. Because you sing that to our daughter. And you. This is where Katie goes. She goes, hit it.
I'm not going to sing.
Come on, come on. No, let it go. Let it go. And I go, we got to hit the notes. You go, let it go. And you've the last few nights, you've been hitting it better.
When you're not there, it sounds honestly way better.
Let it go, let it go. But and now it's this awkward, funny thing where I'm in the room. Katie
just
starts
laugh
it,
every time.
And she starts giggling and she's like, stop, stop. Stop, I know you're critiquing me. I go,
yeah, he's just like waiting and listening to me. That's why I don't like singing in front of you because you're like, you're like critiquing me and like, I'm waiting for like feedback from
you. It could make
you.
Or break our children. It's kind of like, you know, what do you care to like, if I teach our daughter soccer, if I'm teaching her bad form, what do you want to teach her? Model, if I teach her the wrong model walk, runway walk? Are you already teaching Eva a runway walk?
No.
When are you going to teach her that?
No, maybe never.
Yeah, this is us. Yeah. I got to save it with a solo. Bow, bow, I'm Derek. You know that one? You've never seen Step Brothers.
Oh yes, no. I have. Yes,
oh,
I have.
Oh, no, you watched a lot with your brothers. You've never seen Anchorman.
I've never seen Anchorman.
Oh, we keep forgetting. We're what?
Well,
you would laugh.
Save it for the weekend.
You like some good immature humor from time to time.
That and Super Troopers.
Super Troopers. Is that the puppet one?
No, it's the one where they're the highway patrol.
Oh, I watched that one once. What's the puppet one? Is that
Team America?
Team America.
Definitely watched that.
America. Yeah. You ever heard that?
Nope.
And the scene where he's puking. pull it up.
Yeah.
If this makes you laugh, Katie. We're gonna start going through these. We'll watch Super Troopers.
I mean,
Team America, Anchorman.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little afraid if something were to make me laugh really hard right now, the laughter might turn to tears.
You ever seen this, guys? Just fast forward to the puking.
Is the whole movie?
The whole movie's like this. They're like marionette puppets.
No, I'm not gonna watch that. That is.
Watch.
I don't want to.
You're like, okay, he's done.
Ew.
Okay, stop. So always the joke.
I
goes
for
on.
Sure don't want to watch you that. Just whatever that was.
The marionette puppet vomits over and over for like 3 minutes. You gotta love it, man.
What was that movie called?
Team America.
I have never heard of that in my life.
Trey Stone and Matt Parker, the South Park creators.
Wow.
So good.
So funny, man. Anyway, real tangent there, but
anyways, I was asking you because I did choir in middle school, so all those little warm-ups.
Because you had to.
Yes, we had to do band or choir.
Right, I went trumpet. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about that. Cornet, actually. That's
very surprising.
Well, singing for girls, dude.
Yeah, there weren't too many guys in the choir.
So I was like that.
Yeah.
I had no idea I could sing. And a lot of my buddies said, cornet, that'll be like easy. I mentioned this before. And I enjoyed it, got into it. And I was like battling and got first chair a bunch. And then all my buddies like, because you had to do it for one semester. And you could sign up for the second semester. But that was the requirement. So my friends were like, fine, that, I'm glad that's over. And I was like, yeah, same. Same, dude. And I quit. In my head, I was like, that was my passion.
Yeah, shocker that you got into something so intensely that you worked really hard.
I'm right. A big reason I had to stop too, though, is because we had a beagle. Shout out Toby. One of the.
You don't remember the name?
Might have been Buster, actually. It was right when we got a replacement. Mm-hmm. And if every time I practice, he would go in the backyard like this.
Oh, no.
It sounded like maybe he was sad and in pain. So I was kind of like, oh.
Wow, that would be pretty annoying for the neighbors, huh?
Yeah. Both. But yeah, I did theater, and I should have won Male Performer of the Year, and it still haunts me. But these things drive me. I should have, in seventh grade, I got second place funniest, mm-hmm. and it was a total ripoff. I don't understand it. And in college, I probably got runner-up as, like, Performer of the Year.
You probably did? Like, was that, like, told to you, or you're just assuming?
You caught the probably. Yeah. I don't know.
You have no idea.
But it was voted on by my peers, aka my opponents, are trying to keep me down. Little did they know, they just fueled me to greatness.
Well, that's...
Now look at my TikToks.
Yeah, look at them.
For a little first day at school, you filled out the thing. It said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And our two-year-old daughter were like, what do you want to be? And she just kept going...
Which is
what do you want to do when you grow up? She go,
which is what she thinks Trey does for work. When you say, so, what does daddy do for work? That's what she does.
Yeah. So that's cute.
Yeah.
We should have put comedian. We put silly. When I grow up, I want to be silly. I mean, she's not even two yet. So it's like, what does that mean? But
yeah,
that was pretty great.
Yeah. Thomas said policeman, which surprised me.
Well, Derek keeps grabbing him when he gets to the side. Thomas said back the blue the other day. Yeah. Derek gave him a thin blue line onesie.
My son wants to be a policeman too, and we know law enforcement in our family, but he wants to be a motorcycle policeman.
That's cool.
Specific, yeah.
It is hilarious. We've
never encountered a policeman.
That's not true. He had a couple pretty formative experiences where two different policemen stopped him really nice and gave him a sticker.
You're right.
So that was pretty, he was pretty fired up when that happened.
You're right. One of them was when he fell and almost cracked his head open at the airport and was screaming, crying, and the policeman came over and gave him a sticker.
A very nice policeman at the Vegas airport.
Probably was checking
out
his welfare.
At the Vegas airport, best airport in the country with kids. That's the best when you have a layover in Vegas and people are eyeing you like, did you take your toddler to Vegas?
That one guy asked us. He's like, did you guys bring your kids here? Like a stranger.
It's a layover. It's a layover.
The stranger asked us that. No.
We do make our kids say hi to policemen so they're not scared of them when every chance we get.
Yeah. Comply. Salute them. Yeah, that's just funny. I don't know why. He just kind of says it. I don't think he's put a lot of thought into what he wants to be when he grows up, obviously. But yeah, kids are off to school. It's great. And fantasy football weekend. Thank you again. It's long anticipated. Been planned for 2 years with the pregnancy, the due date, everything. Thank the Lord. I'm going. Very nice of you. You cashed in last weekend. I did a lot. Not as much as you're going to do this weekend. But I gave you a lot of outings, and you still have a couple more things to cash in on. So is there something, would you like to get your get a facial this week or something? What can we do?
I mean, there's a lot of things that I need and want to do, but
you're allowed to. Because it is the keeping score thing.
It's not, though. And I'm not, I don't really so,
why don't you just admit it is? Like last weekend, we had such a funny parenting. I took the kids Saturday morning, the toddlers. And I did a whole morning with them. And so we came home at 10:30 a.m. with a coffee for you. So you woke up, you got to sleep in a little, as much as the baby would allow. You woke up to a quiet house coffee. I walked in and I go, what was that like? And you were smiling ear to ear. You go, that was, wow, a gift. I go, great. And you go, I would like to go out. I really want to go shopping this afternoon. I'd like to go. And I was kind of like, I already did that. And can't you go during the week while I'm like working and like the nanny? And then you pause a few minutes ago. You're like, I'm going.
Yeah, you know? I was like, what?
And I just thought like, yeah. But I know in your head you thought, Trey's doing his thing next weekend. I'm going shopping.
Actually, I actually didn't think about this weekend at all. Well,
that kind of scares me more.
You went,
I hope you tallied the score.
That night you went and played poker and I did two feeds by myself.
Don't say it like that.
Yeah, you were acting like you did nothing that day.
I did it after bedtime. Watching Miles that doesn't even count when you compare it.
I'm not keeping score. It's just, I am postpartum and I need clothes that fit me. And I decided that that's what I wanted to do. And so I was going to go do it.
I'm glad you did. It is fun.
Thomas with me.
I shared on my story. I was like, hate to say it, y'all. I mean, this newborn is a walk in the park compared to these toddlers. And I knew breast moms being like really disappointed to hear that. But it's true. When you have the firstborn newborn, I fully was like, there's no world where this gets harder.
Well, your time, they do require a lot more like energy and time. I mean, I'm feeding Miles every 2.5 hours. He needs to be put down for a nap. I mean, it's a lot more constant, but it's not like emotionally draining, which is what the toddlers are.
Yeah. Well, I think it's very common. He's three. He's waking up every other night. Like, and it's not like, oh, cute baby, rock him back to sleep. You're like, having negotiations at 4 a.m. He's like, if I get up now, you would do lay back down.
He did and go in there. Get up. They're talking about the creepy like things that they say.
Yeah, you wake up. He's like, I slept good last night. The people were watching me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And you go, what?
And then last night I went in there. He goes, I'm scared because there are people talking outside of my door. I'm like, what are you? Why? What are you saying?
John Mulaney was just in town. Mm-hmm. We should have. We should have gone. We can't do anything. But I had a friend go, and he said that he was like, dude. Mikey, who films and edits some of the videos, he was like, he had a bit about, because he has like toddlers. He had a bit about the kids saying terrifying stuff.
Oh.
He said it was something like, what do you want to be for Halloween? And he just kept saying, I want to be one of the sad, evil boys.
Oh.
And then he said he was like in the car driving. And he's like, I was just talking to Adam. He's like, who's Adam? He goes, he's one of the sad, evil boys.
Oh my gosh.
And he goes, I was scared to look in the rear view for fear that he'd be staring right at me with a blank face. But I looked back and he was smiling, looking out the window, which was way worse. it's fascinating. And wait, speaking of relatable stuff, I share my story. This was great. I put this out. We talked about this on the pod. You know, gay guy walked by and Thomas goes, you a mommy?
Yeah.
I loved it. I had a few DMs. They go, how do you know he's gay? Okay. I was simplifying. Whatever. He said hi like this. Hi. So whatever that is.
Yeah.
That coaxed my three-year-old to ask him if he's a mommy, which is. And just the other day, Eva, she now does this thing where she demands to have a dress on. She wakes up, put a dress on me. I love dress. And then she's like, brother wears dress. Brother wears. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to be in pretty dresses around here.
Yeah.
So then you kind of just, again, she's two, you're generalizing. Mommy wears dress. Daddy doesn't wear dress. So Thomas just been screaming at her, boys don't wear dresses. Boys don't wear dresses. And I just, the day is coming where we just go to the wrong restaurant at the wrong time. He's just going to be screaming, why is that boy in a dress? And you're just be like, please stop. Please. Just the guy like, why are you in a dress, dude? Can you imagine being confronted by a child? Why are you in a dress?
I mean, he's, as we talked about last week too, he's not too shy with the strangers these days. So I am a little scared.
I got a million DMs. I picked some of my favorite. It said my nephew, when we went to the supermarket, the cashier had their hair dyed red and he just started yelling, ooh, look, a clown. Auntie, look, a clown.
Oh my God.
We were at the grocery store when an old Asian lady walked up to the cart and said hi to my 3-year-old son. She was telling him how cute he was when he yells clear as day in his best Adam Sandler impression. Stop staring at me, swan.
Oh my gosh. How does he even know that?
I said 3-year-old watching Billy Madison. Yeah. My cousin ran up to a black man to give him a hug, and his mom said, that was really sweet. He replied, I wasn't being sweet. I just wanted to see if he smelled like chocolate.
Oh.
I got hundreds of DMs of toddlers comparing to black folks to chocolate. They go, what? What's going on?
Right?
Yeah. My daughter saw a small person working at Walmart and shouted, why does that kid have a job? Oh my gosh. My triplets were 2.5. Triplets. Pray for Mindy. Mindy sent this in. Spring 2021 had only really been around our family because of COVID. I like the disclaimer there. So we took them to the beach and this African-American man walked up and one of our daughters pointed and screamed bear and started crying and running.
Oh my.
Bear! And they just run away. It was COVID. They hadn't been around anyone.
Oh my gosh. That's horrible.
When my daughter was 2, we were having a dinner at a restaurant. A little person walked by our table and my daughter yelled, hi, baby! Dude, if our daughter saw a little person, she'd be like, hold him.
She would say,
hold him.
When she sees little things, she goes, hold, and points to her hands.
When my son was 3, we were at the grocery store and a Sikh man, behind us in line. My son yells out, mom, look, a wise man. That's pretty cute. Thank you. This guy was nice. These go on forever. Oh, we're going to get more and more. Derek, do you have any good ones? You had a wheelchair incident, maybe? You told me about?
We got in the stair. We haven't got any verbals yet.
That's good.
I think I do a good job, keep my head on a swivel when we go places.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm looking around.
Oh, man. Well, you try to you see someone in a wheelchair, you try to beat him to it. he's in a wheelchair. Katie's officially playing fantasy football.
I am. Yeah.
How do we want to do that? You want me to do all of it? Or is that going to annoy the fellow women? Do you need to do your best?
I literally don't even know what you're supposed to do or how. I know zero.
Do you know what a wide receiver is?
Yes.
What do?
They catch the ball.
Okay. So, like, we got that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what a running back is?
Sure, they also catch the ball.
Oh no. I don't know. Oh, wow.
Running back.
That's really amazing. I'm not making fun of you. It's just like you genuinely, I'm not making fun of you. How many points do you get if you kick a field goal?
3.
Okay. So you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Touchdown? How many points do you get for a touchdown? Hold on.
6.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, wow. You barely know that.
It's my brain is not functioning. Like,
I'm not making fun of you. You genuinely are the least interested person I've ever met in sports, and that's fine. But this is, it's going to be a 4 in language to you operating this app and everything.
Yeah.
It's going to be very difficult.
Maybe I will.
So you just sit by a girl and kind of be like,
I'll just do auto draft, or I'm going to go through all the names, and if they're dating a girl that I've heard of, I'll pick them.
Yeah, that helps. So there's Christian McCaffrey's with
Olivia Culpepper.
Okay. You watch like this show and everything. They have a show, don't they? You're watching some Culpepper show.
Oh, this the sister's
dead. You know, I met her, right?
I do, yeah.
Are you jealous? I met her at a McDonald's event in 2017 or 18.
We were together, so it was 2018.
Yes. And she was hired by McDonald's to attend the Super Bowl party. She did not drink or eat McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I met her like double fisting Big Macs. I was just like, what's up? I talked to her for 3 minutes. I go, I got to go get more burgers and drinks. I remember we talked that night and I told you I was going to bed and I had to eat like 8 Tums. Dude, a party with unlimited drinks and Big Macs.
What, you
it
ate?
It was
like,
the best of my life.
Yeah, but
I literally they had trays walking around with like McDoubles. I think I had 5 McDoubles.
You can't resist like a tray that's beers. Walking around. There's a lot of issues, but that is one of yours. Oh, for sure.
It was so fun.
You couldn't either, Katie, right?
And they hired me and Olivia Culpepper and the John Tucker Must Die guy.
We're the 3 people cast. They hired
to come there and like do content. So like there's like 2 of the most beautiful people on the planet who are like sober and don't eat that stuff. And I was like 23. I was like, what is up? It's up, dude.
They hired you for a specific demographic and then for the other.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're trying to get attractive, classy people to eat this. And then you, I'm the common man.
No.
I think I'm as handsome as John Tucker.
I do. I can't even like picture what he looks like.
Yeah. What does Olivia Culpepper look like? Gross. Not as beautiful as you.
Wow. Thank you.
I actually mean that. I know you don't mean the John Tucker thing. So
I literally don't know. Can't
he is. Like. He looks like he was. He looks like a Greek god.
Wow.
It's really stunning. I know of another person, friend of a friend, who's lost like 80 pounds on GLPs.
Wow.
They're happening. They're everywhere. Every day I come across a skinny mini.
Do you think that they're spending a ton of money?
That's what I think people think, but not our proud sponsor here, Ro. They can help you not do that. People assume they cost a fortune. That assumption keeps them from even looking into treatment. But the reality is GLP-1 medications may be more affordable and accessible than people realize. Ro helps people find the lowest cost path to FDA-approved GLP-1 treatment, whether that's through insurance or cash pay. So, you know, I don't get started on a GLP-1. I've heard it can be very complicated. Insurance questions, da-da-da. People think if insurance doesn't cover it, that's it, I can't do it. But FDA-approved cash pay options that can make GLP-1s way more affordable without coverage are available with Ro. So check it out. If you or someone you know is interested, we got an offer for you guys. Go right now to ro.co/correctopinions to see if you qualify. ro.co/correctopinions to get started on Ro. We've had listeners use it. They say it works great, easy, as advertised. So go right now. ro.co/correctopinions for side effects of GLP-1 medications, including box warning. Go to ro.co/safety. You recently were like, Trey, do you need therapy? Mm-hmm. In like a nice supportive way. And I was debating it. I mean, it's just.
Sometimes you need it.
We're busy. Sometimes you need it. And Rula, proud sponsor alert. I did look into this. I don't know. I might do it. I'd let the recties know because I did it years ago. It really helped me. Well, sometimes you just get in your head. You need help unpacking some of this and unraveling it. And finding a therapist is hard. That's what's like kept me. But Rula, proud sponsor, they help you with this. Okay. You need to find one who's actually takes your insurance. That's where most online therapy platforms fall short. Not Rula. Okay. Many don't work with insurance at all, which means you're stuck paying the full cost out of pocket. But Rula does things differently. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, making the average copay just $15 per session. Okay, so go to Rula.com, RULA.com/correctopinions to get started today. That's RULA.com/correctopinions. No wait list. So thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. So go now. Rula.com/correctopinions to get started. RULA.com/correctopinions. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burn It Up Tour, all over again.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Let's get to, wait, what were we talking about?
What other girls date football players that
yes,
I can?
Yes, girls date. Okay, there's, okay, Travis Kelce.
Duh. Yeah, yeah.
So you could draft him.
I don't know if he's good or not, but Braxton Berrios dated Alex Earl, right?
Yeah, yes. I think he's hardly on a team. That's not a guy you're going to draft.
I don't think he's good.
You know, he's had a fine career, but they're not dating anymore, right?
No, they're not. She was seen out with Tom Brady, because that makes sense.
Oh, Josh Allen, Haley Steinfeld.
Okay.
He is the best quarterback in fantasy football.
Really?
And they're just a cute couple. Justin Herbert just got engaged to Madison Beer. You a beer fan? Beerhead? What do they call those fans?
I'm not sure
what she's famous for.
I don't know what she's famous for either. I
think she does have some like pretty popular music, but they're engaged. They're in love.
Okay.
They seem very smitten. So people worry that might hinder his performance. I don't know if you want to stay away from him.
I would like those are nice...
big ones. Stephon Diggs has a baby with Cardi B.
I would like a nice family man for my quarterback. So thinking.
Josh Allen would be the one.
He's very likable.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's just a good old classic boy. He's a great player. Seems to be a good guy. I believe they're expecting their firstborn.
I'm going to do a personality draft is what I'm going
to
do.
You should watch the TikToks of him. He goes out of his way to greet fans. Okay. It makes you tear up. It's military homecoming.
Seems like a class act.
Okay.
He really does.
All right.
Okay. We watched the quarterback show. We watched Baker Mayfield and his wife. You know, maybe you liked them.
I'm unsure about him, to be honest.
He seems like a little bit of a troublemaker, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to be honest. I'm on an article that says 50 hottest NFL wives, and that's not why I clicked it. I'm trying to get, I just want you to know that if this like pops up again.
Okay.
I'm just looking for celebrities. Simone Biles is married to, he plays defense. That doesn't matter. Well, she's married to an NFL player. That's cool.
So defense doesn't matter in fantasy football?
You pick a team.
Oh.
But it matters a little. You pick that later.
Okay.
And then you know Will Lutz personally, a kicker. Yeah. That could be a fun pick for you. I think he's still kicking.
Okay, yeah, I'll pick him.
Okay, let's get some correct opinions. You got one?
Yes. As I was like getting dressed this morning, I'll start over. My correct opinion is that people should look nicer when they're going out in public these days.
Oh.
Yes, I couldn't agree more with this.
Go on, let's go. Get on the soapbox.
This is coming from someone who probably has not looked so nice, to be honest, in a recently going out. But I just feel like we went to the park one morning recently, and I looked around and I was like, man, everyone here looks terrible. Like, I'm not just trying to be like, and I get it. It's a bunch of parents who aren't sleeping. I'm in the same position. And so you're just trying to throw on clothes and get out the door with your toddlers to get them outside and get some energy out. Like, I get it for sure. But like, at what point are we just like looking really, really bad out and about?
Yeah, I know you're big on that, and I appreciate it. Even with the children, the way the children, I mean, it's often the parents and the children are dressed similarly, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
You do. You see like, oh, look at that adorable little girl in the pretty dress versus like, what, does she have like a, she has on like a Shrek hat. Why does she have on a Shrek hat?
It's, I mean, there's just like.
And you pick your battles, right?
Right.
Yeah, we went to the park.
We're not saying every day. We get it. We are in it right now.
That's honestly been a huge motivation for me trying to get right a little bit. Uh-huh. Is when I go, if I'm 35 with kids and I'm not chubby, I'm like the most impressive guy on earth. It's kind of like a really great way to be like, wow, like, hey, that guy's got his stuff together.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard to be not husky right now. Because it's a long day. You're tired. You just want to chow. And I was raised, my parents are too put together. We were just talking to my parents last night. It was 10 p.m. and my dad had on like a collared shirt. My sister was like, Dad, why do you have a collared shirt on at 10 p.m.? Well, I didn't look nice. Respect.
Yeah. I mean, I do think it
is tough.
It's crazy. We're just two generations from this being normal, like going out.
It is like, a little.
I mean, men wearing suits all the time.
It is. We do need to correct it. We need a correction. The athleisure's gotten out of control. The amount of times I've heard guys be like, we went to a kid's birthday party. And I appreciate it. I see some of my buddies, you know, you could tell they go, let me iron a shirt for this.
Yeah.
You know, all right. Some guys show up. Did you go straight from mowing the lawn to this event? Yes. Come on, man. Come on. And that's what I was talking about when we went to Australia. They're still in that culture there's a standard.
Everyone, like, you look like you tried and it also makes you feel better. Like, I've kind of been forced to this postpartum because, like, I have other kids that I'm doing stuff and getting out of the house more. But, like, I've been trying to get dressed more. And it does, the days that I don't, it makes my day way worse.
I've been getting really into this. It's kind of the broken window theory of, like, things are messy. I think it has a lot to do with our society also having some issues is that we just like, so have you heard of the broken window theory?
Window theory is a criminological concept introduced in 1982 by James Wilson and George Kelly. And it states that visible signs of disorder, misbehavior, like a broken window, trash, graffiti, encourage further disorder.
Yeah. So like, you know, keep your house looking nice and a lot of like crime goes down, stuff like that. There's something with, I think, how you dress too. It's similar.
I do.
100%.
I mean, don't you think I've noticed it? And maybe I've talked about this on the podcast before, but like I noticed it even in college. Like if I like almost like tried too hard or like looked too like, I don't know, like, you know, when we were in college, like I felt like we kind of like wore business casual on like as a dress up. It was a weird time, but I feel like it made me feel like I was in like a business thing. Like it made me feel like stiff and like not fun. And I recognized that in college.
Oh yeah. Oh, I've not like working from home. I've always worked for myself at home or whatever. And I put on a pair of jeans at least.
Yeah.
If I lay around in the sweats, it's.
Yeah. It just doesn't, or like, yeah, I just need to.
And you, you know, teasing my parents, but it's like, you see everyone's know, you know, the boomers, whatever, they got their shirt tucked in, whatever. You go, well, you know, that guy's got a 401k. They're just,
yeah,
you know, it all trickles down. It's like when you're in the airport and you see someone walking with a neck pillow on, mm-hmm. they don't have a job. Like they just don't. And like, sometimes I do that in my head when I look at a person, I go, my thing I always go to is like, I go, how, that person's so far away from being an attorney. Like when you look at a certain person. Yeah, you look at a person, you go, like we went downtown to, we got out of the house for like an hour and a half with no kids.
Yes.
Because Mikey was playing like has a band. And I go, it'd be nice to, what a fun excuse to get out and see that. So we were downtown. Number one, I was already feeling the effects of suburbia. Family man, you're down to. I was like, dude, what is going on? Yeah,
you kind of did.
You kind of get used to it. The quiet and you see everything looks perfect. There's like motorcycles going by and people smoking. I was like, what is going on?
You need
on?
To go downtown more.
And three dudes walked past us who were, you know, just, they had like ponytails and they were just, they looked, I didn't think less of them, but in my head I go, you just, There's no reality in any simulation or any life ever where that one of the guys goes, yeah, I'm in law school. You know what I mean? You just can see him and you go, yeah, that guy is living a different life than me, which you're allowed to do. And that's great.
Yeah.
But how you look says a lot about you and it affects a lot about you. Agree.
I mean, people say that about names too, which will be interesting, like with all these kind of names that are coming up in generations of like,
ooh,
like is
like Eva will start like a Mexican food truck or something.
Our kids' names are not Hispanic.
Eva's a Hispanic name and that's okay.
No, it's not.
Okay. Eva Longoria. Eva Mendez. Name one white Eva. She'll be the first redhead Eva, which is pretty cool.
Eva Witsit, who was born in 1905 and her name was Eva and she was definitely not Hispanic, which was my great-grandmother.
Have you seen her?
Yes, I've seen her. Have you looked at me?
Where was she born?
She was born in the U.S. No. But yeah, I feel like names, I think I maybe had said this before, but someone who used to cut my hair, she was like super artsy. Her like partner was like an artist, you know, they very cool artsy and they were about to have their first kid. And I was expecting them to kind of go with a very like creative name. And she said, we're actually going to choose John. That way he can choose what kind of person he wants to be. Like, we don't want to choose a creative name for him and that, like, be the only path for him. I was 22 and she was
telling
me
this.
Sounds
like a really creative, annoying mindset.
Well, I was 22 when she told me this, so I hadn't thought about that stuff at all. But I was like, oh, wow, it really stuck out to me. I was like, I've never, that's cool.
Is that, you think your name's the reason you're such a basic...
What?
You really aren't that basic.
What's River's career going to be?
River?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Rivers running around. Tell you what. A lot. Mm-hmm. River's, it's going to be tough to be like, I'm Dr. River. Right? Like, hi, I'm Dr. Branner. I'll be conducting the surgery today. My name is Braxton. Oh, God. Get me out of here. Wheel me out.
Yeah.
Braxton.
I guess thank goodness for last names, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be, I mean, and I feel like I've heard from like our parents' generation, right? Which is, you know, even once more removed from like some of these like more creative naming. And I feel like I've heard them say like, I look through resumes and sometimes I will like, I mean, just... really just do a second
name, yeah.
Just do a really second take at like a name that I'm just kind of like, well, what's going on here?
Yeah, Eva on paper, she'll benefit from some DEI probably. My correct opinion, here we go, ready for this? Correct opinion is girl parents are closer to non-parents than they are to boy parents.
Mm-hmm.
How about that for a hot take?
Yeah.
Of the toddler phase, the toddler phase.
Yeah, I think that's a good clarification.
I can't even believe the difference in our life when our son is somewhere else. You go, there's no mess. He is, and I love it.
Because what, I took Thomas with me to go shopping, and you had Eva and Miles, and no messes were made.
No. It's like red books and stuff. It's like if, you know, you're hanging out in some, it's like one guy's like, yeah, man, it's a stressful day at work, like delivering Uber Eats. And he's next to a guy who's like, yeah, I run a Fortune 500 company. And you're just like, we both have jobs, but it's just going to be hard to, I feel like some of my buddies sometimes who have just two little girls, they're like, yeah, man, I get it. It's tough. And I could see them kind of like the confusion in their eyes when I describe some of the things my son's doing. I go,
yeah.
They go, yeah, man, the house, it's just wild. And I go to their house and their play areas,
like
the toys are in the play area. I go, hey, you see that toy? Imagine if that was in your upstairs toilet, the tank of the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's one of 80 things throughout your house. You go, what are you talking about? I go, and that's one morning.
I mean, I've really kind of been struggling with this lately because I feel like
we lost the lint collector in our dryer
for a week. I could not find it anywhere. I mean,
he took that out and hid it.
Yes. And so I've had to really, like, because I can't have my eyes on him 24/7. I mean, he's the oldest kid here. Like, there's some freedom there. But I'm like, I've really had to kind of like lay the law down. If I see him pick up something that's like not a kid toy, I'm like, put it down. We don't touch mommy and daddy's stuff ever again because I'm never going to find it again.
It is amazing. Okay, that was my hot take. Well, let's get to some face.
Wait, hold on. Oh, I want to, Derek, do you, you had girls first and then you had a boy. Yeah, do you feel like this is true?
Yeah. I mean, our boy's a menace. And like, one thing is like, we can let him kind of go off and have a lot of freedom because my older girls are watching him and they lock him down.
Yeah.
Yes. So
we kind of benefit from that. But oh, yeah. I mean, he's a menace. He just,
it's so real. Yeah. Eve will come up and be like, this, like, have something. She's like, this needs to be put away. And you're like, yeah, thank you, young lady. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wild. All right. Let's get some fan submissions. We want to hear from you guys. Thanks for sending these in. TreyKinney.com/correctopinions. TreyKinney.com/correctopinions. Great place. Derek set up that where you can submit stuff. How long have we been going? Really?
40.
We're in a flow state right now. Yeah. This is good.
Flow state.
And you see the kids, there's a peace here. Knowing we're going to go upstairs, the house won't be on fire.
The house won't be on fire. There's someone watching them. We don't leave them alone up there.
Oh. Dude, I will admit, I'll never do this, but every time we park, we have so many kids now. Every time we park, I go, can't we just leave one in there? And I know that's illegal and I'll never do it. But you go just for a minute. Like, we were like, let's get coffee. Like, he'd be lock the door. He'd be fine in here for a few minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And I'll never do that ever.
And that's why people go to jail.
It's not too hot. I mean, back in the day, no seat belts. You could drink and drive. You just leave kids in there. We've overcorrected. I sent you the video of the guy who's big on Jonathan Haith, I think is his name. He's big on how the playgrounds have gotten too safe. We need to go back to, kids need to learn how to calculate and manage risks. Let's get rid of the car seat.
You don't believe in this, Katie?
It's going to be the biggest battle of my life, Derek.
I do, but I also feel like I think Trey believes there should be like
fire.
Zero. Yeah, he believes that it should be like the most extreme danger ever.
Fire hoop they can jump through.
Yes. Whereas I'm like, you still need to manage their risks. They can't, when they're so little.
It's a great happy medium.
Our 2-year-old can't recognize. Well,
it's like we have a front porch that you have a step up to the front porch. So it's like 2.5 feet off the ground. And they'll play near it. And Kate, this is a good happy medium. I want them to like jump off it. And you go, bust their head. Let's see what happens. And then Katie's like, if they fall from 2.5 feet, they're going to spend their life in a wheelchair. That's it. And Eva was playing and she just fell into the shrubs. She cried for 30 seconds. And then now, you know what? I had a buddy recently. He goes, our daughter, she's fallen down the flight of stairs twice, which he's like, you know, that's probably our bad. Probably didn't happen twice. He's like, but She doesn't mess around on the stairs anymore.
Yeah, we've had that exact same thing. Yeah.
My God.
There's a little bit of, yeah, it's like, oh, wow, we live and learn a little bit. Maybe I shouldn't play on the stairs. Falling down them's a huge bummer. Yeah.
I didn't throw around my, like, you know, play rough a little bit with my second child as much. And she's like terrified of roller coasters and everything like that. My oldest, I mean, she'd go skydiving right now if she could, because there's just, she loves adrenaline.
Yes, I do. There's, I just think there's a balance of like, they at some, you need to give them appropriate risk for their appropriate ages.
Of course. I get it now, moms. I get it. My mom, Katie, mom's out there. Yo, I don't, what's for dinner? I don't want to think about what's for dinner. I'm like, what's the big deal? Every, figure out dinner.
You get it now?
I have too many mouths to feed. They all want stuff. And it is a, Brett, I've been doing all the mornings to let you sleep. Uh-huh. Every morning, I'm just like breakfast. And I go, this is such an annoying way to start my day.
Just one meal of the day. And there's it's three just of them. Always,
rarely is it like, I'm going to make you guys this and you eat it. It's, you're like, I don't know. What do I make today? The balance of how much effort do I want to put in, clean up? Are they going to eat it? How much of a mess they going to make?
Yep.
Are they getting nutrients? Factor is a proud sponsor of the pod, and we've used it before they were even sponsors.
Yes.
Meals delivered right to your door. Fresh, chef crafted, dietitian designed, ready to eat meals so you don't have to choose between real food and convenience. They have over 175 banned ingredients. Every Factor meal is designed around what supports healthy lifestyles. 97% of users agree that Factor meals help them live a healthier life. And every week you'll find over 100 nutrient-dense menu items to choose from. You know, new options like salmon burgers. Salmon, one of their salmon dishes is how Thomas got hooked on teriyaki salmon.
And thank goodness. I mean, it's like the only protein he eats. It's amazing.
Helps the kids try stuff. Helps us stay on course with our goals.
Yeah, it's helped me eat a lot more protein like postpartum and stuff.
Delicious. Yeah. Let's eat real. Head to factormeals.com/correctopinions50off and use code correctopinions50off to get 50% off and one free breakfast item per box for 1 year while supplies last until October 31st of this year. So once again, that's code correctopinions50off, all one word, no space, correctopinions50off at factormeals.com/correctopinions50off. So go now, see website for details. I did it in a weird way.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets now at livenation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burning Up Tour, all over again.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Submissions, thank y'all. Derek, pull up the end of the submissions there. There's that YouTube short. Pull that up for me. Dear Train Katie, I've been listening to your podcast for years. I used to drive a lot for work, and I would always pass the time laughing along with you. I now have an infant daughter. Congrats and thank you. And I'm learning to be a mom with the help of your correct opinions. It's really shaped me for the better. As a mom, I can't wait to hear Katie's opinion on this.
Okay.
She sent this in. Congrats on being a new mom.
A lot of moms are losing their minds because the children's schedules are controlling their lives. I want my kids to be able to morph into my schedule, not their schedule control mine. That's what our grandmas used to do. Okay. There were no schedules. The kids followed the mom's schedule. And guess what? They enjoyed motherhood so much more. So let's get this day going. Before you get the kids out of bed, that you need to take care of yourself first, because you're not gonna have time to get ready later in the day. Now, a lot of moms feel mom guilt because they hear the child is awake in the crib. My kid sits in there until I'm ready to get him out. He's not crying, he's not in distress. I've trained him to sit and wait.
That air.
You got to think about being a stay-at-home mom like a job. Imagine if you showed up to your job, you haven't brushed your teeth, you haven't done your hair. Of course, you're not going to feel good about yourself, and you're not going to be productive at work.
Okay, right now, it's I do agree with this.
Go down again for her first nap. When you're trying to put a baby down, you really want to look for signs of tiredness Because if they get overtired, it actually is almost near impossible to put them down for a nap.
I'm just curious.
There's just no way she has more than one.
I was going to say, is this her first kid?
Come on. Currently, she is sleeping in our closet because it's very dark and it's very big. So we put a crib in there. She sleeps a lot longer in it. I'm going to get the bed done so that I at least did one thing productive before the crazy morning starts.
Making the bed and like letting your baby control your schedule is so funny. Oh, I wish there should be. This is long enough. We've gotten the picture.
I really need to know if she has more kids because.
No, I confirmed one kid. Also one so obvious.
Small baby kid.
It's so funny, dude. And I said all this. I mean, I've made bits about it where you say like, yeah, my baby sleeps because I trained him. And it's like, fast forward. I can't wait to check in with her in 18 months. She goes, yeah, my daughter wakes up every night from 3 to 5 a.m. singing songs. That's so funny. She sits in the crib till I'm getting ready because I've trained her. You go, no, you haven't. She's a baby. You don't know.
We have one kid
who loves to play in their bed. And we have another who's like,
screams the instant he wakes up. If you don't get me out of this bed
right now, I'm gonna try to jump out. Yeah, it's. Oh, I love that, and it's great to follow along. I'm not judging her. I said crazy stuff before I had kids. When we had one kid, that's why everyone needs. There should be a service where, like, I'd love for this woman to have Thomas for 5 hours. I'd love there to be a service. You go, hey, listen, you're getting a little big for your britches. You have one kid. Spend the afternoon with meet Thomas. Oh, you made your bed. How about not only does it get unmade,
yeah,
there's food all over it. Your shoe's gonna be under the covers, and the pillows literally disappear.
You don't know where they are.
They you'll never see them again. Yeah. That's one project. Yeah. See what else he does with the 4 hours.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hey,
what's your thoughts on the schedule though?
I think that there is a balance I think that kids do thrive with routine. And I do think that like there is something to be said about that, that they, when kids know what to expect in their day, it helps them to maybe be a little bit more calm and like take those transitions easier. But at the same time, like sometimes that's not reality. Like we don't need to, you know, sometimes it's not reality. Like with a tiny baby, I feel like you can kind of go with them a little bit more and like flex to you. But the reality is I don't know. It's funny that she's like, and those moms were way happier. Were they?
The grandma's way. Oh, was your grandma was happy? She had a husband who did nothing and she couldn't vote.
Yeah, I don't like.
A little different.
Did she enjoy motherhood more? We don't know that. I don't. And I mean, I just think that putting one standard on every family and every child just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Everyone, I've had this theory more, but how much parenting humbles you and how we're raising up a lot of people, you know, less kids. And we have more and more people that are depressed or annoyed. It's like having kids humbles you so much. And you're just like, you know, let's say, Trey's big and bad. I do a show. I come home and I mean, I've lived with people. No one cares what I'm doing for work. They go, I just want to be with you. I need your help. My kids, like, it's just like, yeah, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I think I'm big and bad. And then I, after a week of parenting, I'm like, never been more at my limit. And you're just like, yeah, I'm a human. I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm big. I'm big, smart. I know everything. A 4-year-old brought me to my knees.
Yeah.
He's just broken my will. A 4-year-old. So you go, well, maybe I'm not all that important. Or
so I'm going to tell, I don't know her name, but the person that wrote in this, that you need to do what makes sense for you and your family. I do think that kids like some structure so they can like know what to expect in their day. But if that isn't your kid or if that doesn't work for your family, then figure out what works for them.
Hi, Trey, Katie, and Derek. Love the show. You may want to start thinking about how much information you will give your kids when they ask you questions about your past. My husband and I decided to be as honest as we can with our 3 kids. They're deep thinkers. They ask many questions. They are now 13, 12, and 10. We had three and under as well. It was fun, chaotic, beautiful, blessing. Best of luck to you and Katie. Thank you. She goes, when our youngest was 8, we all went to a baseball game. She and I got in line at a concession stand. As we were standing there, my daughter asked me what I was getting. When I told her I was buying wine, she yelled, "I don't want you to get drunk."
Oh my God.
The people around us turned and looked and said, I kind of laughed and said, "I'm not, just one glass of wine." She then exclaimed, "But you already had one at the restaurant." At this point, the man in front of me was dying laughing. I explained to her that the restaurant was a few hours ago. I would be fine. She loudly replied, "But last week you told me about the time you got drunk." She was referring to a story I told the kids after my oldest had asked if I had ever been drunk before. So, you know, before I was a Christian. The man in front of me turned around laughing and tried to explain the situation. He stopped me and said, "No judgment here." I gave up explaining and decided to just laugh it off while shushing my daughter. And yes, I still got the glass of wine. Cheers to telling the truth.
That's awesome.
Wow. That is awesome.
That's hilarious.
Oh, dude. I've seen so many funny memes of like when I was 12 and like going to bed after watching my parents open a beer and you shut the door and you're like crying. My parents are drunk.
That's
did you
so,
ever do that?
No.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know, I didn't, I never saw my parents take drinks.
I was
going to
say, when
drop,
I was they, younger, I don't.
They were big on that. No, I had a buddy who said he was like, you know, kind of, I guess, 12 or something like that. And his dad was like, "Son, would you mind? I'm going to, you've been raised to really anti-drinking." He's like, "Son, I'm going to have a beer. Would that bother you?" And he's like, "No, Dad, not at all." And he said he went up to his room and cried. I think so many kids have that experience. Like, yeah.
I've never even had that thought before.
Well,
I don't know what. That's interesting.
Your parents were really.
They I guess, weren't. Yeah, I don't.
Normal.
I was terrified to drink tea.
Tea? Yeah. Oh, Mormon.
Yeah.
That's funny. My mom said, speaking of drinking things and parents, she didn't drink toffee. She didn't drink coffee until she had her third kid.
She was Mormon.
She wasn't.
She had a kid when she was like 17 or something.
She was 25. So it does make a difference. But I was like, how did you get that far into it?
My parents didn't drink coffee or alcohol.
Yeah.
Not drinking coffee is just really strange.
But that doesn't mean that doesn't mean they still have caffeine though. They have like a Coke or tea.
That's true. They were big. You know, that was back in the day where like you'd have like, you're like, "We're going to be healthy in this house. We're only having two Pepsis a day."
Yeah.
Okay. There's the limits around
there's
here.
There's still caffeine involved. But yeah. I mean, probably same. You know, that's not true. My mom, I specifically remember her drinking caffeine-free Cokes. Which as a mom of multiple
that's,
kids
that's
is
someone
crazy.
You go, which one of these kids are you going to bury in your backyard? You lunatic. Caffeine-free too. Which I will say, they need to popularize that more because there's many nights I go, "Man, I'd love a 10 p.m. soda," but they all have caffeine in them. Can't do it.
That's good that you're not drinking soda. A 10 p.m.
Anymore.
Soda.
Man, I love having fun drinks. What is your thoughts on drinking around our kids? We've never talked about it.
We really haven't. I don't.
I won't do it. I'll have like that's daddy's cup. What do you think of that? That's daddy's special. I have like a thermos. There's ice clinking around. That's daddy's special cup. Never drink out of daddy's special cup.
I don't like that either. It feels weird. Sneaky.
No, I've thought I won't do it around them.
Well, what age? Thomas is, we're currently doing it. So we need to decide.
I know we're getting very close to, like, he kind of knows, like, you getting some wine? He's too young. He doesn't even know what's happening. It's also nice. He's just not. He's so picky. He's never been like, "Hey, I want some of that." He's never seen my coffee or wine or anything. Like, let me try that because he just doesn't want to try anything. But when our daughter is a little bit older, she might be like, "I want some of that."
She wanted my sangria at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Because it was pink. Mm-hmm. I want some.
She probably would have liked it.
Yeah,
it's pretty sweet.
It was good.
We're getting very close to needing to be a little more discreet or something, I think.
I mean, I think we need to maybe now.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I have German. You know, relatives and stuff like that, but they're very open about it. And because of that,
I could go both ways. I haven't thought a lot about it.
We need to think about this more.
We do.
So then, like, there's no, like, you know, raging at all. It's just like one or two drinks.
True. Because at the same point, you go, you finally, there's some, I guess, rare event. You're like, "Man, I'd just love to have a single glass of wine." You go, "Hey, 12-year-old buddy, I'm going to have a glass of wine." And then in the middle of public, he's like, "My dad's an alcoholic," you know, and you're like,
just,
you don't want that to happen.
The concept of asking your kid if they're okay with it is something that I can't even.
Well, that's funny. Not asking if they're okay, but I'm sure you've raised them and you've never seen it once and they've been told it's bad. And then you're like, "I'm going to have one now." That's like, basically like, "Hey, I'm going to cheat on your mom."
Yeah.
You know, well, you've told me my whole life that's really bad, and I've never seen anyone do that. So it's like, you know, in their little brain, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What's my dad doing? He's going off the rails.
I guess I disagree on raising them like, this is like the worst. Like,
sure.
Yeah. Which that's how I was. And then when I went to college, you know, it was breaking free basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. I think that's, yeah. I mean, my parents were pretty, once we got old enough, you know, it was very much like, do you want to take a sip? Do you want to try it?
Yeah.
Like it wasn't it's scary. Tough. It was
on one
just,
hand, I go, your kids are just going to want to do what your parents do. So obviously I don't, it would need to be limited, right? They can't say daddy has a drink every night.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. But yeah, so you want them to be familiar with it too, because it's so prevalent.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I want it to not be like this, like, mystery thing, because I think that's when you create this.
I've had several friends I know of who their parents did the trick of, hey, you're 15, you're curious about alcohol, this is alcohol, and give them like some heinous bourbon.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, I hate alcohol, which I'm like, that seems insane. Just gaslight them. And
I mean, but did it work for a while?
I'm sure it worked a while, but then one day they go, wait, what's this? They go, this is alcohol too?
Yeah.
Or it's lied to me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go. Let's have a mimosa after this.
I mean,
considering that? I don't want that.
I don't want that at all. Okay. No.
Okay, let's do one more. How long have we been going? I have no idea.
53.
Okay, let's.
I'm really disappointed. I've had no picture updates in our preschool thing from either kid. Busy. I guess that just means that they're really
going so well.
They're focusing on our children so much bad. That they're not sending pictures. So that's not a bad thing. But
here's a quick one of this, and we'll get to more next week. We've been yapping today. Second trimester with baby number 4, and somehow this baby has decided that Taco Bell is a food group. I haven't eaten Taco Bell in years, but after listening to Trey and Derek talk about it so much, that's all my baby wants to eat now.
Oh my gosh.
Katie, I know you're probably repulsed by this, but I cannot help it. Baby wants it. They said we're getting 2 soft tacos, cinnamon twist, and a Baja Blast, and I'm here to obey. Also, congrats on 3rd baby. Love the podcast. If you're ever in Cincinnati area, my husband and I will be there. Thank you. Do you agree? Sometimes the baby wants what the baby wants. You were eating Sour Patch Kids. That was weird.
I was eating some weird stuff. Yeah.
What's that like? I'm kind of jealous. I would love if my body was just like, you got to go have some Gordita Crunches, man.
You do that anyways, and you don't really deny yourself.
I got in bed after poker night. And you know what? Actually going to go off the rails really quick. If I eat Taco Bell again and you say a comment, there's going to be serious repercussions. Don't do it again. I got in bed at midnight thinking I'm a Slytherin and cuddle my wife. She goes, you smell like Taco Bell. I had a single taco.
I smelled it.
Don't keep your thoughts to yourself. Stop. I'm allowed to eat Taco Bell.
Did you brush your teeth? I don't, like, why did you smell so much like it, I guess, is my question.
And this is my point. You'll never know. You don't need to know. Who knows? Talk about injured your brain. You don't talk to me about it. Because I'm allowed to eat Taco Bell and I don't need to be judged. I've never eaten without you pestering me. Even when you're not you're across town. Mm-hmm. I come home, yo, what'd you eat? Let me do it.
I just, then my request is, if you're going to, whatever you're going to do.
Of course I brush my teeth, by the way.
When you get in bed, I don't want to smell it. I don't want to be sleeping in my bed and smell that. So, whatever you can do to avoid that.
I do. I always rub it all over my body.
That's what it smells like. That's how much it's I like it. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You're ridiculous. You know what? I'm going to get it for lunch. I don't want it for lunch. It's become a ritual of hanging out with my guys, which I'm really excited about every time.
I'm so glad.
They have a new thing going on where they collabed with Tajin. Cool. So I put tahini on my tacos. It elevated it.
I'm so glad.
No.
I'm so glad. There was something I was going to bring up.
We'll keep thinking on that. You're going to bring up what? It was going to be really good?
It was.
People were going to really like it?
Yes.
Okay, bring up.
Oh, okay, yes. because we're talking about things that we should never bring up to each other again. I have made my stance very clear that I never want to hear another comment about me getting ready again.
Well, don't drive me to make a comment.
Oh, no, sir.
This is actually going to be my segment. Let's do the segment. We'll get to clips next episode. Segment alert. The blunt segment. We're blunt, so you don't have to be.
Yes.
As a married couple.
Yes.
Okay, go. Because I have thoughts.
I have had 3 kids in 3 years. My body has changed.
She milks this so much.
It's so much. I've been every size, up and down every year.
Love every size.
Getting dressed is very hard when you're constantly changing sizes. You literally have no idea what that feels like at all. You have no idea what it feels like.
Lost 10 pounds this year.
You have no idea what it feels like to, for your body to be shaped differently.
Went from a 34 waist to a 32 waist.
It's literally not the same at all.
I have to do my belt buckle different.
Okay, yeah, you're still wearing the same pants. And so getting dressed, especially in this phase of postpartum where like maternity stuff doesn't fit, but normal clothes don't fit. It's like a really weird phase. I don't, you know, I'm still getting used to what my body looks like. And he has the audacity to be like, you took too long to get ready, or
don't do an impression of me like that.
Just even like the minorest, like I was really struggling to find something that even like fit me the other day as we were leaving. And he was like, oh, not this again or something like that. And I was like, I really had to center myself.
What was this for? Where were we going?
We were going to was it the birthday party?
Yes.
And it's just hard. It's like, it's so hot outside. I don't really have any shorts that fit me. I don't want to wear pants. It's a tricky situation.
We let it spiral into I'm a disgusting beast, which is my frustration.
You're
driving to the birthday party, you go, I look terrible. And I go, well, I tell you I'm attracted to you so much that I think it annoys you. So I go, I don't know what else to do here. And it feels a little bit. And this is us both that are worse. I'm usually gracious about this, but we really got after it here.
I'm
your husband. I go, you're pretty. And you're like, no, I'm disgusting. I go, well, now what do we do?
I think.
Right? Now what do we do?
Right. I really appreciate it. You do make me feel much better. Okay, and good. I don't feel like I don't say I'm disgusting. I just am not used to.
You said you belong in the sewer.
I didn't say any of that.
Oh, okay.
I just am not like used to where my body is right now. And.
Of course.
It's hard to navigate that sometimes.
You tell people I am nice a lot of time, though.
You are.
Okay, thank you. Just so that, yeah.
Yes, you are nice, and you tell me all the time how pretty I am and how good I look.
And you're very well adjusted. But that tends to be your final straw is you're tired, you're stressed. Let's get ready for a thing. I can't find anything to wear. And that is the
breaking point.
So then obviously it's not that's making you upset, but we've had a couple times where I go, I don't care about your clothes. Please don't mention them again. Which then really upsets you.
Yeah.
But that's when we're at our worst. Yes. That's where we go. What's my thing? My final straw. I just kind of like, I like spilled some salsa on a carpet.
Oh yeah.
And I went off the rails. Yeah. It was my final straw. We had a cute little charcuterie. I go, oh, we watched Project Hail Mary.
Oh, did you love it?
Yeah.
Oh,
so we were like, let's just, you're trying to find a moment of like connection and like something fun. So I go, we're going to open a bottle of wine we had saved and I made a charcuterie board. And I'm balancing it all the way down to the basement. Project Hail Mary's queued up, balancing. The literal last moment set it down. I think it like teetered on a toy, of course, that I didn't see. And it knocked this red jam all over our carpet. And I was like, and I just went off the rails.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those moments when your spouse, you just let your spouse kind of freak out. And you were just like, you didn't say anything.
Yeah, I was just like, he just needs this moment. Yeah.
She's like, okay. Oh, the carpet's ruined. The night's ruined. The carpet's ruined.
I mean, we're both just tired and not at our best. And I said the other night when we were talking, I said that we both feel like, yeah, we're more tired and more pushed to our limits right now than we like have been. And I feel like we've done a really good job at like helping each other like cope with that and supporting and noticing when the other person like needs more rest or mm-hmm. needs something and like supporting that. Yeah. Like we've done better with this time.
Agree. Project Hail Mary, we'll end on this. Loved it. So we're, you know, we're at the phase where we can't watch a movie one sitting. So we're halfway through. We kind of start realizing this is a be friends with an alien movie, mm-hmm. to which I knew zero about it.
Yeah.
Nothing. So I'm going in blind. I start to realize this is like a cute, I'm buddies with an alien movie. And then we had to stop and go to bed. So at that point I go, I don't even know if I need to finish the weird alien. But we did. Mm-hmm. And I was glad we did. Mm-hmm. So they pulled it off. It was great. It was sweet. And they did a good job because I kept thinking they were going to do this, like they were going to, no spoilers here, but you know, towards the end, they kept making you think they were going to end it like this. Mm-hmm. He was going to end up like this, blah, blah, blah. And I was going to be disappointed, but the way it ended was delightful.
Yeah.
Happy. It was sweet. I knew the whole family.
I read half of the book. And so I knew like up until when he meets the alien, essentially. And that's also where in the book I gave up because I was like, I'm not really into aliens.
Where'd you cry? Oh, sorry.
And that's same place in the movie. I was kind of like, not sure, but I'm glad I finished it.
What point did you cry, Derek?
So my 7-year-old watched it with us too. And yeah. She was having a lot of feelings. So I think that.
Oh, that's sweet. Senior child.
Oh,
the alien. Yeah. She's probably like, I wish I could be friends with an alien.
Oh, and that was a little like edgier movie to let a 7-year-old watch, but I mean, like, with how much drama there is. But
yeah,
like,
she could 7-year-old can handle it. Yeah,
she likes Narnia too.
Stopping it halfway through, we stopped it right at the point where they're like kind of developing the alien. He's kind of like he's got a couple little jokes, and I was
the
like,
jokes are so funny. Did you find it kind of hokey at first?
Okay. Like right when we ended it, I was kind of like, am I going to resume this? And it's just like the rest of the movie is like this alien's kind of a funny jokester. I'm like, I don't. But no, they pulled it off where that was just brief. And then it was like a good end of a drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Further, I was like, is this going to be like a buddy movie where the alien's a silly guy? I just love that. There's moments where I go, are people buying this? Ryan Gosling's over there. He's like in a cool cardigan. And he's like, turn that down a little.
I didn't. The glasses down his nose really bothered me.
Yeah. There's like glasses down his nose. And he's like, his hair's coiffed and he's got a cool sweater on. I go, man, do we need to make him this hot? I go, there's those moments where that would bother me. I go, tone that down. But he's great. He's good. All right. Love you, Rectees. Great episode. Look at us. We're getting some sleep. Feeling pretty good.
We are?
Yeah.
Trey got 10 hours.
Yeah. What'd you get? I'm feeling surprisingly amazing.
My newborn and my toddler have been waking up every night, so I don't.
Yeah, that is. But the toddler's timing the wake-ups with the newborn, so
thankfully,
look at God go.
Thankfully, yeah.
So instead
of 30 minutes, it takes an hour.
It's a wild hour at 3:30 when you're feeding a baby, and also we're taking turns going to a toddler's room. Like, if you keep doing this, be quiet. Fun. But I'm feeling surprisingly well with that night, but.
I'm glad.
It's the crumble cookies. We did a crumble review last night. Never gone through the whole thing before. I'm not into people like it's disgusting. I mean, they're cookies, they're sugary, like they're not bad, but a couple of them are they're trying to get creative, I get it, but a couple of them are so bizarre and weird. Like, the people are like yummy, like it's
I don't know. They were gross.
How did your Utah fans react to it? Did you get some because
well, it's funny that a tiramisu in this week's
when this what? You said the coffee, it's like yeah, they're BYU donors.
Yeah, I got the DMs. So I was like, well, they're Mormon company, no coffee.
That's my first thought.
I'm like, well, why would they do this then? Because tiramisu, if you don't know, is
they
soak the kind of cake ladyfinger things in coffee. So like this delicious kind of bitter coffee, sweet pudding-y vanilla thing. And they just straight, just.
Your rum cake one was great.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I'm like, all right, don't do the rum cake with like coconut water or something.
Yeah, have they?
And yeah, the tiramisu is zero coffee in it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I was so excited to have that coffee flavor, but they're just crazy. That it is just insane that people get that and just plow through them. I mean, that box was 5,000.
I was going to say, yeah, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, each, what, one of those cookies was 1,000 calories or 700? Yeah.
All so, right. Let's go. Love you, Recties. Yeah, leave us a comment. Submit us a note. Share it with friends. We'll see you next week. You're glowing. You look beautiful in that outfit. Perfect.
Wow. Thank you.
All right. See you guys. Peace. Correct opinion. Correct opinion.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville, and with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.